Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast brought to you by the Talking About My Generation news team, who are setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester.
Hi, I'm Joy Watson, and today I'm here with Erica Woods. I'd like to chat with you, Erica, about your three choices of songs. Were you stranded on an island? So what is your first choice of song?
My first choice of song is Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk, because it is so lively. The choreography is wonderful, so even if I can't watch it on a video, I can play it in my mind and thoroughly enjoy Bruno Mars.
I will admit I don't know that song, but from what you've just said, it sounds really quite uplifting. Would I be right in saying that?
I think you probably would find it uplifting, and you can get it on YouTube.
So I'm presuming you like Bruno quite a lot from what you've shared already. Can you tell me what you like?
Well, on that particular song, Bruno Mars sings it, but it was actually written by Mick Ronson, and he is on every take in some position. He's in every take on the video of that. So he, as the writer, deserves that kind of accolade, I think. And it's with Bruno Mars and his backing singers. They really do the song justice. It's just great fun.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It sounds like great fun. So, having chatted about your first choice of song, would you tell me a little bit about your second choice and why you chose it?
My second choice is the Rolling Stones. You could have to have the Rolling Stones somewhere in a choice of three. And this one would be Sympathy for the Devil, because it shows that their research into history and the kind of the horrible moments of history, and just drawing attention to those moments. I find it a very profound song, but also it's got the unmistakable Rolling Stones sound to it, so it's thoroughly enjoyable as well as thought-provoking.
So can I just ask, what sort of age were you when you connected with this song?
I really can't tell you what age I was. They've been around for a very long time, the Rolling Stones, and yeah. I've liked them right from the very beginning. So I was probably a teenager.
What were you like as a teenager?
I was probably as obnoxious as most teenagers, to be honest. I would frequently rather go for a walk or a run or hitchhike somewhere than go to school or college. And that in itself was a kind of education. And I left school as a teenager at 16. I left Warrington and moved to Shropshire, and those two places are two ends of a bar magnet. They are completely opposite, and I found I didn't particularly like Warrington, but when I got to Shrewsbury, I found out why I didn't like Warrington. So I probably became a much more reasonable person at that stage. And then time runs away with you, doesn't it? Then suddenly you're not a teenager anymore, and you've moved to London, as I did.
Yeah, it certainly does run away with you. So your final choice, what is your third choice of song?
It is George Michael, because he was of tremendous help to me when I was having to do up my house, which had been derelict for 2 years when I moved into it. And I just had my DIY book and George Michael to get me through. And he was absolutely wonderful. So I would like to choose George Michael, Faith, because I had to have faith that I was going to get this house habitable.
That sounds really exciting as well as nerve-wracking. Am I right in thinking that?
Spot on.
It's nice to know that that song means a lot to you, and it, as you said yourself, it helped to get you through all the activities and all the planning with your new house. I wonder if you'd mind just sharing with me your choice of book that you would like to take with you?
That is a really tough question because I love books. My house is full of them. There's a very strong political bias to a lot of those books. But the one that I finally decided I would want to take is one on Chinese philosophy, because here we are living in times now where we are seeing the rise of China and the increasing influence of their culture. And I've had this book by my side for probably about 60 years, and I find it absolutely intriguing. It's originally started from a Confucian perspective, and it's several thousand years old, and I just find it a kind of window on a culture that I have actually not yet found another similar window.
That sounds really fascinating. So is this the first time you would be reading this book, or have you read it on other occasions?
It's a kind of reference book.
Oh.
So, and it goes very deeply into some subjects, so there's a limit to how much of it you can keep up with at any one sitting. But it's more of a reference book, and I look at it very frequently.
Right, yeah. I imagine that would be quite handy to have by your side if you're on an island, just to dip in and out and learn some new things.
Yeah. It was followed by the psychologist Carl Jung, was a great fan of it. And it was translated from the Chinese by a German man called Richard Wilhelm. And between them, they have brought something which is of never end. You know, you can never get bored with that.
So, Erica, I wonder if you would just share with me the luxury item that you would choose to take with you onto your desert island.
Well, I had to give great thought to this, Joy, and I considered that after roaming around the desert island looking for shells on the lovely beach and trying to fish perhaps, I'd need a jolly good night's sleep, so it's a bed that I would like to take with me. The most comfortable bed with the appropriate amount of fresh linen and a delightful covering.
Forgive me for laughing. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the content, really. And I'm just trying to visualise how you get the bed onto the island, but we'll dismiss that part of it. So you would really relish the thought of having a really cosy bed in the middle of your island.
Indeed, yes. Perhaps it could be helicoptered in.
Well, yeah, where there's a will, there's a way, isn't there? Yeah, I'm sure if you were determined enough to get it there, then you'd get it there. Thank you very much, Erica, for your contribution today. It's been really interesting.
Thank you very much, Joy. I really enjoyed your questions and it's been a very interesting time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to our latest edition of the Changing the Record podcast. For all previous episodes and for the latest news, views and nostalgia for Greater Manchester, check out our website talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk.